Ohio State University will hold a vigil tonight after yesterday's attack that injured 11. Police say 18-year-old Somali student Abdul Razak Ali Artan plowed through a group of people with his car, then slashed others with a knife before he was shot and killed by an officer. On his Facebook page, Artan reportedly wrote he was tired of America interfering with Muslim communities abroad. Police say they're investigating whether this was a terrorist act. Meanwhile, it was a big story and bumped a scheduled guest who coincidentally also wanted to talk about OSU and an earlier headline out of the Buckeyes game against the University of Michigan Wolverines this past weekend. As usual, the teams talked smack on their handheld posters, but this time Ohio made light of the Flint, Michigan water crisis, one side reading, "Michigan girls more diseased than Flint water." Well, that was too much for Melissa Mays. Her three sons have lead poisoning from the Flint water. She's founder of Water You Fighting For, a group raising consciousness about the Flint water crisis. She was shocked and saddened by yesterday's news, but wanted to make a point about the weekend. So we asked her how she felt when she heard about those signs held up at the game.
Well, I was on my way to my friend's wedding reception and somebody sent me the photos and I had to pull over. I was furious. I mean, we get it. There's back and forth with every game, but you don't make fun of a situation where people have literally died. And then it just flooded. My phone flooded all weekend from distraught mothers, angry parents, sick kids, people, you know, wondering why did we get pulled into this and how is it a joke? This is our everyday life, the trauma we live in. How is this funny? And what does it have to do with a college football game?
Well, you wrote a letter to the Ohio State staff. You have the duty to push education and proper behavior from your students, but it looks like this one slipped your radar. It didn't slip ours.
If it doesn't get pointed out as wrong, it's going to continue to happen. And we're living in so much mental health stress here. We've got PTSD. We are traumatized. And so to see people from the outside laughing at us, it does not help. And we are nowhere near healing. And that's just going to set us further back.
And there's a tweet going around from Lulu Brazel. It says, in case anyone was curious, it took 166 bottles of water just to make dinner, which, you know, reflects what you are talking about. How are your children?
My sons have to go through physical therapy because the lead settles in your growth plates. They're 12 and 13, so they're hitting growth spurts where their bones are growing 4 inches at a time, but their muscles and their joints aren't stretching with them, so they can barely stand some days. Mm-hmm. So they're in constant pain, and there's nothing you can take for that kind of pain because those growth plates are hardening prematurely. And the headaches are there. I mean, my oldest just had a growth removed from his tongue. We don't know what it was. It was benign, thank God. But he also has to see an endocrinologist next month because there's something wrong with his pancreas. And last night I had a massive seizure. So the next 2 days I get to be in pain. So it's hard to laugh along with these jokes when you are in constant pain and you're opening all these bottles. And Lulu posted that about Thanksgiving. It took us 58 bottles because we used a ton of broth for everything. And that's just one meal. I took a shower this morning. My eyes burned. My chest burns when you breathe it in and your skin bubbles up and people keep sending me pictures of rashes. We're nowhere near better. And we have the state of Michigan telling us it's fine, like they've lied to us for 2.5 years. And then on the cherry on it is people from the outside who actually Ohio has lead problems of their own, laughing at us and making us the butt of a joke for a college football game, which is just ridiculous.
Melissa Mays, again, founder of What Are You Fighting For, a group raising awareness about the water crisis. Melissa, thank you.
Thank you.